Well, howdy, everyone, and welcome to Joe's Roadhouse. I'm your host and DJ, Smokin' Joe Montez. Joe's Roadhouse is brought to you by Ames Universal and produced by Alan Ames with audio production by Frank Kupal. Here at Joe's Roadhouse, we're mainly about live music because, really, that is the most exciting kind of music that there is to listen to. But this week, however, we're going off in a different direction. This show is going to be a music and comedy show. The reason for this is that Alan Ames, our producer, has also been producing Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke tour with the band War. Now, this gives us exclusive access to the only live recordings of Cheech and Chong with War. So opening up this first set, we're going to start off with War, which was a natural choice to be on tour with Cheech and Chong. One of the most iconic scenes from their movies was from the film Up in Smoke, with Cheech cruising down the street in his lowrider Love Machine to the tune of War's song Lowrider. And War is a band that put out an amazing string of hits and songs that were the soundtrack of a generation and cultural movement. Songs like The World is a Ghetto, Slippin' in the Darkness, Spill the Wine, Cisco Kid, and many, many more. So here you go with War live from the Up in Smoke tour, only here on Joe's Roadhouse, your spot on the dial for live music and comedy here on Sirius Radio.
Are you guys ready to party? Okay, because now we have War. Give it up for War.
Back in 1971 with Bonzi. drugs and then call it law and order. and let me hear you say, say,
ooh.
Ladies, this is for you. All day. After me, here we go. All day. To soothe your soul. Yeah. All day. Yeah. I hear some, for some reason or another, I hear horns in my head. Ladies and gentlemen, I hear it in my head again. There it is. This is not a dream. I hear the Tower of Power horn section. Where are they coming from? Oh, there you are. Hey, that's magic, huh? Now that's magic. You guys can start it. This next song is for the ladies again in the house. And it goes like this. I'll let you guys start it first. For about maybe two times around, please. Please, like if you were coming up on stage. You know this, huh? Y'all, give it up.
You're listening to Joe's Roadhouse with your host, Smokin' Joe Montez, here on Sirius Radio. That was War live from Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke tour. They started out in 1962 as a multi-ethnic funk band, and in 1969 formed as Eric Burden and War. Now, they did a show back in 1970, September 18th, with Jimi Hendrix, where Jimmy came and sat in for about a half an hour and jammed with him. That was the last performance from Jimi Hendrix. Now, through the years, they've gone through a lot of personnel changes, but the band still remains true to its roots. One of the things that's always been unique about their sound is the harmonica and saxophone playing like a horn section. In songs like All Day Music, the harp has a haunting sound and along with the sax, blends beautifully. And we were lucky to catch the Tower of Power horn section joining the band for the song Lowrider, one of the greatest horn sections in the business. I actually got to see them play my high school gymnasium back when they were an up-and-coming San Francisco Bay Area band. I won't say what year that was, but it was a long, long time ago. Now, next up, we have Cheech and Chong. Now, they're a groundbreaking comedy team that pretty much invented comedy for stoners. Back when they started, George Carlin was the only popular counterculture comedian in the United States, and Carlin's humor was more observational. Cheech and Chong came up with bits that parodied the new culture, like Let's Make a Dope Deal, or Dave's Not Here, and came up with characters like Ralph and Herbie. And also in the show is Shelby Chong, Tommy's wife, who's been with him since before he met Cheech. Now, unfortunately, because this is radio, you can't see just how incredible she looks. And her and Tommy even do some salsa dancing on stage during one of the musical numbers. They're backed by War for some of the songs that bring back some of their old favorite bits with characters like Blind Melon Chitlin. So here you go, Cheech and Chong live here on Joe's Roadhouse, bringing you live music and comedy here on Sirius Radio.
You guys want to get Tommy and Cheech to get out here a little sooner? Okay, well, why don't we yell out toke, toke, toke? Okay, let's see if that'll get them out here. Okay, here we go. Oh, come on, they need it more than that. Do you think we can hurry up a stoner? I don't know, I've lived with one for a long time. I don't think there's a chance, but let me introduce them and see if we can get their butts out here. Okay, it's time for the Marisha Marijuana, the Pope of Dope. These guys changed the world of comedy. They did 6 albums, 9 movies, and they were the first ones to do a movie where the stoners were the heroes and the cops were the villains. So why don't you guys stand up and make them feel good and bring out Cheech and Chong!
Good to see you, baby.
Good to see you, Austin.
Wow.
Welcome.
This is nice theater, man.
It's nice, isn't it?
God.
I like the aroma.
Yeah.
Did you guys really smoke pot when you did the movies?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, we did.
Well, back then, it wasn't really that strong.
You know? Yeah, not like today.
Wow. Well, back then, you know, it was, you could smoke a joint and still drive.
Yeah.
You can't do that now.
I remember the first time we came here, we were at the Armadillo World, man. This is quite a trash. Remember that? The Armadillo World. We played with Freddie King. Wow. That was a...
Jeopardy, man. This guy's got a memory.
I remember shit.
It shows you that pot works the opposite. I can't remember that shit, man.
Well, I have, he has CRS. He's can't remember shit. So.
But tell us one of the incidents that happened when you guys were smoking. I mean, I'm doing one of the movies.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. The movie where we smoked the most pot was Nice Dreams.
Nice Dreams, yeah.
Nice Dreams. Where we grew it under the swimming pool.
Yeah.
And
that was right next door to where I was living in my house.
And yeah, it was Cheech's plants.
Yeah. I was growing it in my greenhouse, man. And the Teamsters would come every day and they would open the door, put them in the truck, take them to the set next door, and we'd film, and then they'd bring them back. And next day, same thing, the next day. I come out the third day, and there's doors open to the greenhouse, and a trail of dirt, and no plants. Yeah. Fucking Teamsters, man. Shit.
But it turned out it wasn't the Teamsters.
It wasn't Teamsters. It was,
fucking neighbors.
Fucking neighbors, yeah. Little bratty kids. The guy ended up being the cameraman on Nash Bridges. Wow. He's telling me this story. I'm telling him this story, and he goes, oh, yeah, that was me and my brother.
But it was a good ending because I was the director, so I put a claim in for missing props. And I got $5,000, and I immediately bought $5,000 worth of pot.
Oh, yes.
Back in that day, that was a lot of pot. And it came in sealer jars and all from Hawaii. We had Acapulco. We had all kinds of pot. And we had the LAPD guard the trailer.
Yeah. Your tax dollars at work.
Yeah.
We love that one.
Yes.
So why did you guys end up splitting up?
I can answer that.
Oh, okay.
We got rich. And I learned one thing. You can't make a rich Mexican do shit. I tried. Cheech, we got to work. You go, I don't think so, man. You go ahead and say, I'm going to stay here and do something for my people. Yeah, I'm going to learn Spanish.
See. See, teach, smoke. You work.
But you did learn Spanish, didn't you?
I did, but yeah, eventually. Yeah.
And what's Tommy's name called? What's his name?
Yeah, he taught me my Spanish name, Bendejo.
It means my very really good friend.
Yeah. My very good friend. Yeah.
Bendejo, come here.
And I know his Mexican name, too.
What is it?
Joto.
I am the ambassador. El embajador de Jotoslavia.
Tommy, when did you realize that you and Cheech had split up?
Oh, years, man.
Later. Years
I thought we were on vacation. I didn't know we broke up till I went to the last Cheech and Chong movie and I wasn't in it.
I don't remember making this.
That's Eric Roberts. That's not him.
He looks sort of like you, though. You guys ready to go cruising? Because here they are, Cheech and Chong, Lowriders.
Chinga, 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 chinga. Chinga, 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 chinga. Chinga, 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 cabrón, 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 cabrón. Puta, 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 puta.
Hey, man. Hey, wait.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Hey, oh, fuck, man, I forgot about you.
What are you doing, man?
I forgot you. It took so long, man. I thought you were...
You're supposed to pick me up, man.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry if I was tripped it out. I'm sorry, man, but you're here now.
Hey, like whose car is this?
This is my car, man. I just got it redone, man. I guess all customized. What do you think, man? It looks like shag carpet. Yeah? Feel that?
Wow, I thought someone broke in your car and fucked it up, man.
No. This is what's happening now, man. Look, I got it on the headliner. I got it on the dash, on the panels, man. Look, I even got it in the ashtrays, man.
Wow. It's like being inside a giant pussy, man.
Yeah. I never thought of it like that.
Even smells like a pussy, man.
Oh, no, that's me. I work for Red Lobster, man. Here, look at
yeah, it is you, man.
But feel it, man.
Funny.
Like a little
sequel, what's man. This on your dad? That's new, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's a plastic Jesus, man.
Well, how come it's all burned up, man?
Oh, I tried to make a hash pipe out of it, man. Yeah, I got a big ball of hash, man. But it was fucking like turned into holy smoke.
Well, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it is cool, man.
So did you change the engine any?
Oh, you want to feel it, man?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, I'm going to hit that fucker. Are you ready? I like that, man. Hey, where you going, man?
I don't know, man. I think I might have to change my pants.
Oh, man.
too, man.
Wow, man, that's got a lot of pickup.
Yeah, man, it's like bad, huh? Hey, man, let's go see War and Tower Power. They're playing down at the Moody tonight, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's go see him.
I hope there's some tickets left. Hey, I got a joint, man, fired up.
It looks like a toothpick, man.
No, no, it's just roll real tight, man.
No, it's a toothpick.
No, man, it's just roll real... Fuck, it is a toothpick. I don't know. I got it in the wrong pocket, man. I got the other one right here, man. Hold on. That's it. No, that's my dick. Okay, I got it. There you go. Light that sucker up, man.
Whoa. I hope your dick's bigger than this, man.
Hey, man.
You know what? I wouldn't feel right smoking this little cripple.
Oh, wow. Hey, you got something else?
I got a joint I've been carrying around for a while, man.
Oh, okay. Fire it up, man.
Here you go.
Hijo de la chingada, man. Fuck, it looked like a bazooka, man. All right.
Here, light it up. Fire it up. Hey, you want to look at the road for a minute, man?
Oh.
Come on, we're on the wrong... Hey, just pull over, man.
Oh.
Pull over.
All
right. Just stop, man. All
right.
You shouldn't drive when you're toking.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Just stop. That's good, man. So how do you like it?
Fuck, man. God damn, man. This shit is heavy, man. I gotta, wow. It's a... It tastes weird, man, though, like it tastes like greasy or something.
Yeah, that's a KY jelly, man.
What?
Yeah, I smuggled it in before a friend of mine's in jail, you know?
What?
But I forgot I had it, man. And so I smuggled it back out, man.
Oh, man, I thought there was peanut butter on there, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my, I can't feel my lips, man. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a preparation age, man.
Yeah, man.
How do you feel?
I can't breathe, man. My heart's beating really fast, man.
Oh,
what was
okay.
That shit, man? That
I know it's wrong, man.
I'm fucked up behind that shit, man.
Here, like, take a couple of these.
What?
Just okay. Take that. Oh, wait, don't take those.
What?
Give them back, man.
Well, I already took them, man. What do you mean, whoa, man? What was in that shit, man?
You don't want to know, man.
No, what was in that shit, man?
No, it's okay. It was good acid, man.
What? Acid?
Yeah, you probably took more acid than anybody I've ever seen in my life. But you'll be okay, man.
I never took acid before, man.
It's okay, man.
It's okay, but I'm gonna freak out, man.
Oh, yeah. You're probably going insane, too.
What?
Man. Yeah.
No, man. No, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No.
Shit.
Yeah.
God,
you okay?
I can't breathe, man.
Oh, no, you're freaking out.
I know, I'm freaking out,
okay,
man.
Okay, settle down.
I can't.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay, let's make it spiritual, man.
What?
Come on, let's go om.
What?
Let's om. Ready? Yeah. You mellow?
Yeah.
Feels good, don't it?
Yeah.
Ah!
The freaky one! I like acid, man. I don't know if it's going to be like this, man. Shit.
Oh, shit, man. Hey, listen. Be cool. Okay, just sit there. Look straight ahead, man.
Okay.
Okay. Mellow, put your hands down.
Okay.
Okay, listen. The cops are behind us, okay? Okay, let's just pretend we're sitting here talking. Okay. Don't do anything, okay?
Hey, we're on that set!
And tea.
I like yelling at all this. Hey, rolling on the river. Hey, keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Oh, hey, man, what's up? Where's my license? Isn't it on the bumper back there, man? Oh, my driver's license. Yeah, I got it. I just thought of something funny. Your mama. And there's my license. What's my name? Isn't it on the license, man? Yeah. What's it? I don't know his name, man. All right, you, man. Hey, man, the dude wants to know your name, man. What's your name, man?
Ralph.
His name is Ralph, man. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you an old friend of mine from way back. He's going to pitch a wang dang doodle all night long. Please give it up for my man, the hardest working blues singer in showbiz. Give it up for Blind Melon Chitlins. There he is. Take your time.
Thank you.
always singing the blues. What the hell is the blues? Well, the blues is when you find out that the woman you love is really a man. And that when you've been reaching for some pie and you come out with some baloney, that's the blues. When you got the blues, the only thing you can do, you don't want to cry. You want to reach for your reefer and get high. And that's what I say every day. To the blues I say bye-bye. Yeah. Woo! Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring out the king and queen of rock and roll. This little motherfucker just got out of rehab, so make him feel at home, man. He's been in rehab more times than Lindsay Lohan and her mama. So put it, your hand together, and here he comes, the king and queen of rock and roll, Alice Bowie! For Memorial Day, which has just passed, we'd like to present Stanley Bertrand in a very wonderful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring out my partner, Cheech Marin, to sing. Get a little serious right now. Cheech, where are you? We'd like to sing our anthem.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You've been a wonderful audience tonight. At this time, I would like to sing a song of my people. Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B above average. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos, nanu nanu nina nono.
Don't call them beaters, they're all over the place. Don't call them beaters, they'll up and kick you in the face. Don't call them beaters, even though they drive real slow. Don't call them beaters, even though they walk real slow. Don't call them beaters, they don't like to be called beaters.
You can dress him up, but you can't take him out, man. Where was I? Oh, yes, my people. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and Little Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, because no, they make my brown eyes blue. Mexican Americans live in Los Angeles, San Diego, San Antonio, and now all over Austin, Vatos, and Jesus Christ is hot down there. Mexican Americans have been here forever. I said Mexican Americans have been here forever, and we're gonna be here forever. We only want what's fair. Mexican America! Took a walk to the corner store just to buy a loaf of bread and a box of s'mores. Up was a guy in a yellow van, a shiny gold badge flashing in his hand. He said,
"All right, all you mojados, hit the floor. I got one question to ask, nothing more. Answer in English, that is, if you can. Where were you born, man?"
Where was I born? What are you, the host of Jeopardy, man? Where was I born?
Hey, look, taco bread, read my lips. Where were you born?
I was born in East L.A., man. I was born in East L.A.
Well, if you were born in East L.A., I guess you know who the president of the United States is. What is his name?
What, the president?
That's right.
Yeah, the president. He's the president guy. He's on TV. The guy on TV. The guy that comes out of the plane. It's like, oh, it's a black guy, man. The first black guy we hit. You know him? Go back. The first black guy. Your brother. What's that? What, it got a weird name. Rock. Go rock your mama. Go
all right, boy.
Mama.
You're under arrest.
Hey, go rock your mama. Let's live in a home in a foreign land. People six different trucks packed like a sardine. Walks all day in the burning sun. Now I know what it's like to be born to run. Up ahead was a promised land. Sounded like a star just met on my hand. All I could see was a golden glow. I looked up, a sun said 5 million souls. I was back in East LA. Back in East LA. Never gonna stray, 'cause I was born in East LA. What a day. Cruise all day. Proud to say I'm from East LA. Are you having a good time tonight? Yeah, very good.
And everybody thinks that we just did funny songs, but we did all kinds of songs in our movies. We even did love songs. This one's from Things Are Tough All Over, when we're stranded in the desert, and Tommy says, well, let's work on that tune we've been working on. Oh, I forgot how it goes. He says, no, no, you remember. It goes just like this.
This is a little Texas version. Hey.
Me and my old lady, oh, we like to get outside, but sometimes people's faces out, yes they do, so we just make like a bakery truck and haul buns out. The love part now. Sometimes we are so much in love that we go on a picnic and don't even take any beer. We just cruise around looking for the main drag in town. And then we go 7-Eleven and get ourselves some beef jerky and a pickle. Atlanta. Oh! Oh, pick it, Wilson. Drag in town, and then we go to the 7-Eleven and get ourselves some beef jerky. 'Cause me and my old lady, oh, we like to get outside. Thank you, music lovers. Hey, music lover.
You know, we were also way ahead of our time with other stuff, too, because, like, we were into the ecology way before anybody else, man. We were, like, green before Kermit the Frog, even, you know? But we also like James Brown. So we figure, how do we combine green and brown? And then we came up with this tune.
the well.
You're listening to Joe's Roadhouse here on Sirius Radio. That was Cheech and Chong with War, live from the Up and Smoke Tour, produced by our very own Alan Ames. Cheech and Chong have done 9 albums. The second album, Big Bamboo, was the biggest selling comedy album of all time. And if you ever find one, good luck finding one with the original rolling paper in there. The third album, Los Cochinos, won a Grammy for the best comedy album. They co-wrote and starred in 8 movies, and separately they've appeared in many movies and television shows over the years. 2 musicians, actors, and comedians who tapped into the youth culture of the 70s like no others. Stay tuned for more great music and comedy. You're listening to Joe's Roadhouse here on Sirius Radio.